Okay, let's begin. Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah Arba Osar Shechalias B'Shabbos. This is a sugya that many svarim have been written on. And a lot of stuff out there on when Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. What exactly are you to do? When should you be Mevar Chametz? The entire procedure. The Mishnah says very little. It's Machlekes and Rishonim what exactly it means. But the basic law of Arba Osar Shechalias B'Shabbos. So mevardes are called milufnei Shabbos. So the halacha is you have to be here before Shabbos. Tivir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you have to be mevayer every all of your chametz from before Shabbos. But it's not so clear what that means. Rashi here says a very big chiddush, not like other rishonim. Bein chulin bein truma. Of course, you have to remove chulin and truma. Chutz doesn't say the word chutz in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Pashat. Mishnah says, Mevarin es hakoil, everything from before Shabbos. Rashi says, Chutz, Michdei achilosoi l'Shabbos. Whatever you need for Shabbos. You need to eat some chametz, you need to eat two, three sudas, whatever you need for Shabbos. Avol kol masha osid levahar yivar, and everything else, besides what you need, you should get rid of, you should destroy Erev Shabbos. I mean, that's the minute. That's we follow this halacha. We destroy everything we have. We do beer. We burn it. And you only live the Shabbos, the beer minimum what you need. The Baal Hamar, other Rishonim say, not like Rashi, that Erev Shabbos, you get rid of everything. In such a situation, the Mishnah to the Shigul Chiddush, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have chametz. Nothing. What are you going to do then? Eat matzah. Oh, but you can't eat matzah at Pesach. And this year you can. This year you have no choice. You have no choice. You have to eat matzah because you have to get rid of all the chametz from before Pesach. There's a chashash. The Mishnah is telling you, we're considering you're going to leave over. You might have chametz. And you can't burn it. And let's learn that Tanakhama holds ein beer chametz ela b'sreifa. And sreifa you can't do on Shabbos. So you're stuck. So therefore, the similar reading of the Mishnah is that you have to give everything before Shabbos begins. But it's not like we're Rashtons, and you can leave over what you need. You can eat at chametz, and that's how we paskin. Okay, right. That's according to Meir. V'chachomim oimrim. They say verbi chiddush bezmanoi. No problem. You can leave over a whole truckload of chametz. You can leave over chametz galore, enough chametz to get you through for weeks. But tomorrow is Shabbos. What are you going to do tomorrow? How are you going to get rid of it? Call a guy. Call a guy. Or have a guy give it bimatan. Give it bimatan. Call the local non-Jew and say, you know, I have a gift. A lot of good stuff. Take it. It's yours to keep. And the guy will come and take it out of the house on Shabbos itself. There's no concern. You do not need to do anything special Erev Shabbos to prepare what's going to be tomorrow on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach. Erev Lezer, Erev Tzedek Omer, he has a pshara. Truma lifnei HaShabbos. Truma you must give it before Shabbos, because truma you can't dispose of. You can't give truma to a kohen. I'm sorry, you can't give truma to a goy. You only give it to a kohen, and the kohen is not going to necessarily need to eat your chametz. You know, you have a lot of chametz, a lot of truma. That's a lot of chametz. That's truma. Not necessarily will the kohen be interested in eating it, and you're going to be stuck. So therefore, when it comes to truma, that you should get rid of before Shabbos begins on Friday, a day early. Chulin, you don't have to worry. You'll always be able to go to the street and find a non-Jew and have him come into your house and take away your chametz for free, a gift, a giveaway. People will always come and take things for free. Okay, so that's the Mishnah, three different opinions. The Rabbi Meir says, get rid of it before Shabbos. Second opinion, the Rabbanan, Rabbi say, no problem, do nothing special, you can get rid of it on Shabbos itself. And according to Rabbi Tzaddik, he says, you have to, mechalik between Truma and Chulin. Tailin, the Braisa, Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi Tzaddik, Oimer, Palmachas, one time, Shabbos, Shavas Abba B'Yavner, Rabbi Lozor, Rabbi says, one time my father, He lived in Yavne. He shavas ava biyavne. My father, Rabbi Tzaddik, he went. He spent Shabbos in Yavne. Okay, that's where the Sanhedrin was for Tkufa. The chal arba also lios ber b'shabbes, and it was erev Pesach shalit b'shabbes. Uba zunin memuna shel Rama Gamliel. Along came zunin. Zunin was the name of the shamis of Rama Gamliel. The Amar, and he said, Rabbi Sah, he reminded everyone, he gia eis levaris achametz, and he told the Olam, it's now time to get rid of chametz. The alachti achar abo bi'arnu es achametz, and we disposed of the chametz on Shabbos. So what do we learn from this ma'isa? It was a ma'isa raf. It's a ma'isa that you need not do anything special on Friday. You can keep all of your chametz, and Shabbos morning, after davening, you look in the closet, you'll see what you have left. If it's a small amount, you can crumble it and throw it into the wind. Because obviously this time holds that bir chametz does not need to be done with sreifa. It can be done by crumbling and throwing into the wind. And anything that's too much to crumble and throw it to the wind, we're not concerned. You can call a guy, and the guy can come and take it away from you for free. Okay, next Mishnah. A person is on the way to go shech this karm pesach, or v'lam las mino, or he's on the way to do a bris mila for his son, because halacha is you cannot allow the karm pesach if there's someone in your family that you are responsible to do a bris mila. Right? It's special halacha karm pesach if you have a slave, or if you have a child, and the child does not have a bris milah, you're not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. It's an echo of in Karban Pesach, and certainly your own milah, until you do bris milah. Or v'lecho l'sudas erusin. Or let's say you're on the way, erev Pesach, you're on the way to eat a meal, someone got engaged. Shem yikad min acher, erev Pesach. You ever go to a vart erev Pesach? I heard of it. Should ever go to a vart the night of the erev Pesach? So I'm not shy, right? Not shy. I mean, technically it's possible. But the Ma'aseh Haya, they made a Sudas Erisin. Now, Sudas Erisin is not like today. Today, we go to have a wedding, it's done in one shot. The Erisin and the Mesum is one shot. But time of Chazal, when they got married, there was a year between the Erisin and the Mesum. They had Erisin, Hared Mekudeshesli, they were married, and then there was a delay for a year. So here there's a Suda, they made the two meals. They made this meal at the time of Erisin, and then another meal at the time of Nisuin. So it's now the time of Erisin, it's Erev Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, it's in the afternoon, early in the morning, and there's a meal by one of your relatives, he's making a Sudas Erisin in honor of the marriage of his child. The Beis Chamav, he's going to his father-in-law, so I guess it's his sister, It's a sister-in-law, Al-Khaira. The Nisgar, and on your way to do one of these three mitzvahs, you're going to do a mitzvah of Karban Pesach, you're doing a mitzvah of Bris Mila, a mitzvah of marriage, of Erisin. The Nisgar, Shiesh, Le'bol, Le'chom, Eitz, Mosech, Beis. So you remember, wait a minute, I forgot, there's a bagel in my closet. There's a Galuska Yofeh of chametz in my closet, or we'll see in a moment exactly what the size is. The shail is, am I mechuyev to go back and forget about the mitzvah? What's more important, the beer chametz, going back home and destroying this chametz, or is it more important? I can go to the mitzvah, Pesach, Milah, or Erisin, and as far as the chametz is concerned, it's sufficient for me just to be mechashev that it's bottled. I'll say kol chamira. Kol chamira v'chamira adika b'reshu seidi adite lo yadite t'chamite what's the musach? V'botel v'lehevi hefke ka'afra diara. So what's the halacha? V'niz kashesh v'chametz. Oh, okay, let's see. V'niz kashesh v'chametz so beso.
So
he himself is... No, yeah, so it means beis chametz, his father means he himself...
Because if it's not...
Why that beis chametz? Okay, so it's zone. Okay, so no, it is a mitzvah. To mishtate if it's a mitzvah.
It's the same mitzvah as
Mimal. But it could be right. You're saying that it's only beis chametz. Beis chametz.
His father-in-law? He's going to his family. He's the one getting engaged or whatever, Erisin.
Okay, let me give a quick look. Give me a half a second. We mavar this very quickly. Daf Mem Tes, Omer Aleph, Oisvav, here, Oisvav. Milosh Namish, Veitzchab Mash, Veshem Dub, Al Chosn Atzmai. Like he said, good. Shoylech, Lesudas, Erusav. Morgan Avram calls up Shneur Mizer Shedina Mishneh Nema Rak Al Chos Natsmai. Exactly what you said. Mishneh Mishneh Baladov Lo Yuchla Lassasai Sudas Erson. Very Zu Mitzvah Shev Shalassai Sai Deachem. Ulchain Hidoy Chesabir. Avil Stam Odom Hulich Lusudas Mitzvah Niska Shesh Chomis Vetzach Lachsar. Mosem Shev Harambam Lo Mash McCain. Elo Shedina Mishneh Hu Al Kol Odom. Shahilich Lusudas Erson. Prichodosh Kosav Shamnam Dina Mishneh Hu Lchol Odom. Mash Dibra Al Chos. But you're right. See, everyone agrees that this chomiv means that we're dealing with the person himself going to his own wedding. You're right. Chomiv, but the shail is, does it also apply to our guest? Is it also a sudas mitzvah? So that depends. Machlekes is shining the guest as well. Okay, but you're right. Pasha on the Mishnah, dealing with the person is going to his own wedding. Okay, right in the Mishnah. Okay, so we have over here, you have a dilemma. Okay, so you have a dilemma. What are you going to do? I'm going to a mitzvah, Karban Pesach, Bris Milah, Sudas Erisin, and now you realize, wait a minute, I have chametz. What has kedima? To go back and destroy the chametz, or to go to the Sudas Mitzvah? Welcome. So the Gemara is so. But if I'm going to go to the Sudas Mitzvah, what's going to do with the Chametz? What's the Chametz will be? Is I'll be mevatel it. I'll just say it should be bottled. So im yachol, the Gemara over here says im yachol lachsav levar of lachsav mitzvah so yachsav yivar. So the halacha is you should go back. If you have enough time to go back and destroy it and then go to the mitzvah, then do it. Im yachol lachsav levar of lachsav mitzvah so yachsav yivar v'im lav. If not mevatel it, but if not, there's not enough time. So guess what? If there's not enough time, the mitzvah has kedima. Why does the mitzvah have kedima? Because you can be mevatel b'libay the chametz. V'imlav, if not, mevatel b'libay. Period. Okay, now we go to category number two. I'm not going for dvar mitzvah. I'm going for pikuach nefesh. Okay, it's not a mitzvah. I'm going l'hatzal menanochem. There's a Jew. I'm part of the shomrim. My walkie-talkie tells me that there's an emergency and I have to go somewhere. But now I'm in the car, I'm on the way. And I realize, wait a minute, I have in my house chametz. And if I go on and I go on the call, it's going to be there. What's going to be? Or min hanar. Or let's say there's an emergency, someone's drowning. Or min halistim, someone's being robbed. Or min adleika, you're part of the fire department. Or you're part of the emergency squad, building collapsed. Then, in this case, Dabar Pashut, you don't go back. It's too bad for the chametz. The chametz will remain in existence. And on the way there, you should say, Kol chamira v'chamira dika b'reshusei libat. Fine. Now, let's say v'lishba shvisa sereshus. But let's say I'm on the way to go to the zoo. I'm on the way. Now we're to the zoo. The machlekes from Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns you're going to be kind of shvis by the tchum Shabbos. Now that's not tchum Shabbos. Yomtiv. So it's Yomtiv. Whatever the case is, you're going somewhere for Tosfos says you're going to spend. You're going to travel to spend the Yomtiv with your friend. But there's no mitzvah. You're traveling to go somewhere for your own benefit. Either to be kind of tchum Shabbos, to stand by the tchum, you need to travel to be there on time, or you're going away. So what's the halacha? It's much more important to destroy the chametz. Yachzor miyat. You must go back immediately to destroy the chametz. V'chei mi shiatza nu halacha. Another halacha. Mi shiatza mi Yerushalayim. You're leaving Yerushalayim. And you realize, oh no, what do I have in my pocket? I have Basar Kodesh, meat of a carbon. Kashekalim can only in Yerushalayim. It's a name of a place, a certain distance where you can still see Yerushalayim from this place called Soifim. Soifim and Mekomo, so right now there's no question it has to be burnt because the meat, once it leaves Yerushalayim, becomes pasul. So once you left Soifim, you're now longer Mechuyid and Mikra Lechatchil, you have meat that's pasul, of Kodesh, it's pasul, you're supposed to burn in Yerushalayim outside of the Azad. There's a special place to burn meat that was possible. So here, since you already left Soifim, Chazal, that we're not matriach you to return, you can serve a b'mekoymar. V'imlav, if you have not yet left Soifim, you're outside Yerushalayim, you left, but you're not that distance, choizer, go back to Yerushalayim, to the Azara of Esorfa lefnei Abi, before the Beis Hamikdash, period.
Me'atze Amarocha. Where you can't see the Beis Hamikdash.
Yes, Soifim is a place where you can't see the Beis Hamikdash. Where you can't see, correct, you're right. So the Esorfa lefnei Abi, me'atze Amarocha, they use special wood to an old Besar Kodesh that was possible. They used wood from the Mizbeach, they burnt it outside of the Azara, they burnt it with special wood. Now, Viad Kamehin Choizrin, what's the shear? Let's say Taka, I'm not past Soifim, I'm within Soifim, so I'm a chuyif to go back. And let's go back to the case of the beginning of the Mishnah, where I went on a Tzolah call, or it's for a Dvar Mitzvah and I have enough time, or I went on vacation and I'm a chuyif to go back. How much chametz must I possess in my kitchen that I'm a chuyif to return when the halacha tells me you must return? Wait a minute, does that mean I have to return if there's a Cheerio? I have one Cheerio on the kitchen table. I'm a chuyif to return to burn that Cheerio? When it comes to Besar Kodesh, I find in my pocket a teeny amount of meat, a small amount of meat, I'm a chuyif always, what's the shear that I'm required to return when I am required to return? The kama, what's the adgat kama chayshin? Rabbi Omer, zev is bechabetz. Zev is, that means both. Chametz and Besar Kodesh, bechabetz. Beitz is an egg. An egg is the size of two olives. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, zev is bechazayis, two kazayis and an aleph. V'achachom oimrim b'sar kodesh b'kezayis v'chomeitz b'chabeitz. So what's the law? This the Gemara will tell us because chomeitz is osur b'achila b'kezayis. No, it's osur b'masha. We only chayiv b'ayur b'limotz b'kezayis. Kezayis. The sheer isra achila karis only b'kezayis. A person eats a mashu of chomeitz is not chayiv karis on Pesach. Only a kezayis. So the sheer is a kezayis. That's what you mechuyav to return for. B'sar kodesh. When is b'sar kodesh metame? The only time you're mechuyev to burn meat is when it's tameh, besar kodesh. What's the shear that's metameh? What's the shear for tumah? A beitza. When it comes to burning besar kodesh, we learn from tumah, beitza. When it comes to achilas matzah chametz, it's kezayis. However, the other opinion says we compare one to the other. We compare, since this halach of burning, the ikur is only by Besar Kodesh, and Besar Kodesh is only made in Tumah. So when it comes to Chametz that requires burning, we're going to compare it to Tumah. Because the only time, the ikur Srefa in the Torah is not by Chametz. The ikur Srefa in the Torah is by Besar Kodesh. So now when chametz, we're burning chametz, that's a takonis chazal to burn chametz. So we're going to pattern the law of sreif as chametz like the ikur sreif in the Torah, which is b'sar kodesh. And b'sar kodesh is only the shir of tumah is b'kezayi, is b'beitza. Okay, now the Gemara will explain. But I mean, we have a stira. What's the stira? The Mishnah starts off by telling us three mitzvahs. Mitzvah of Pesach, mitzvah of Milah, and mitzvah of going to a Sudas Erisin. You're going to get married. Really? Going to a Sudas Erisin is a Sudas Mitzvah? I'm going to show you now that it's not called a Sudas Mitzvah. But I'm in here, we have a stira, how you like a Sudas Erisin, the Beis Chamev, or will this be Shvitzas HaRishus? Ah, Rishus. We compare to Rishus, going to go on a vacation, Yach Zor Miad. So what does it say here? It says that going to Erisin is not a Sudas Mitzvah, it's a Sudas Rishus. And our Mishnah says that it's a Sudas Mitzvah. So we have a stira. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Lekosha Harbi Yehudu Harbi Yosin Echnanet Machlekes Tanan Netanya Sudas Erisin Rishus Einachanani. Who says that? Div Rabbi Yehudu Rabbi Yosin Echnanet Mitzvah. Oh, okay, so therefore it's Einachanani Machlekes Tanan. Our Mishnah is going like the Shita that it's a Sudas Mitzvah. What?
What?
Getting married. Puruvu. First verse in the Torah.
So what? It's a
hachonah for you? Oh, so, I guess so. It's all
a
chelek.
To get married, somebody already has children and doesn't have a chiyuv ruvu.
What's the mitzvah?
What's
the mitzvah? Where?
I saw it.
What's the mitzvah? The kiddashtai. Get if I shouldn't do averes.
No, I saw. I was also surprised. There's a mitzvah to get married.
No matter what. Even not to have children.
Even somebody.
Almoin. Okay.
Right? So don't miss me the shmorgasbord.
What?
From Rus.
That's what? No, getting married, no, it's not the Pasha, that's a mitzvah. That's one of the reasons.
Why
what?
When he got married?
What? Over 100? But okay, can we reckon? Boyas, okay, maybe right, okay. That's why many are makbid not to have a wedding in a shul, because a wedding is not really a mitzvah.
It's a hechsher mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah.
No, getting married itself.
But it's a different class of mitzvah. Not so pashut. Getting married is not double pashut. That it's together. Okay, whatever. Let's go right. So over here, it's machleikis. Tanoim, if sudas erisin is called a sudas mitzvah, maybe getting married is a mitzvah, but is a sudah called a mitzvah? Machleikis tanoim mela or mishnah that says this follows the shita of Rabbi Yossi, there were two sudas. The first suda, that's a sudas mitzvah. The second, then they had part like sheva brachas. So what is after the eres, the whole year between eres and the sudas, the whole year. So they had parties, the roinos, they would send gifts. The chassan would send the kala gift. You buy a diamond ring, so they'd have a party in honor of the diamond ring, and so on and so forth. During those are not sudas mitzvah mamish, and that is where the brayis that we've quoted says that you mechuyev to go back. It's only sudas rishos. Tying the brayis on Rabbi Yehuda, ani lo shamati elo sudas erisin. Only the sudas erisin, which is mamish, that's the mitzvah. Avolois savolinois. Savolinois means gifts. When a chassam would give his kala a gift, they had a party. That suda is not called the sudas mitzvah. That's the sudas rishos. You will have to go back and burn your chametz. I heard sudas erisin this savlanus. I disagree. I heard that both, even the second meal for the savlanus, also a chelik. You don't go back. You don't go back. You don't have enough time. It's sudas mitzvah. It's also a chelik of the mitzvah. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael says, "Kol suda shein shal mitzvah." Okay, now we're going to start over here a whole long agant. Okay, hold that whole agant off agant. Yeah, hold on. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael, "Kol suda shein shal mitzvah." Ain't hamachachem reshay lehonos mimena. Can go in my. What is something that hamachachem not mimena from going my? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Can go in bas koyin li Yisrael. A bas koyin marries a Yisrael. That's a bezoyin. That because the koyin you're going down in yichus. The koyin is taking a look at Rashi. Rashi says bas koyin. Look at Rashi. Sricha lihinosei lakoyhanim v'loy lifkoy mishpachta lihinosei liyisrael. It's a pagam in the mishpacha for bas koyin to marry a Yisrael. Unbelievable, huh? Scary stuff. Ma'asim chayom. Ubas Talmud Chacham, unless the Chassan is Talmud Chacham, that's the exception. So everyone today is a Gol Hadar. What? Bas Kohen shall marry a Kohen.
But if Bas Levi only a Levi?
No. Levi can marry Yisrael, no difference. But a Bas Kohen to marry Yisrael, that's not right, unless the Yisrael is a Talmud Chacham. So that's why you write on the invitation, HaChassan HaMuflo.
That's a bunch of.
So he's a Talmud Chacham. So there's no pagan when the Bas Koyin marries the Chol Yisrael. Vaita, what else? Okay, we have to go by. Okay, let's not. Okay, listen, a Gadata, I want to warn you. Gadata, you have a tendency to get carried away, make a lot of comments. Let's just keep to the text. Okay, fine. Another thing that's not called the Sudas Talmud Chacham marries Namaretz. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Koyin Li Yisrael Ein Zivugun Oyle Yafe. A Bas Koyin who marries Yisrael, it's not going to be good. What's not going to be Oyle Yafe? My Amar Rav Chista, Oy Almana, he will die, and she'll become an Almana. Oy Gerusha, will get divorced. There ain't going to be no children. How do we know this? Masi Zatana Koyra, he'll bury her. Same idea, she'll die. Oy Kavra. Or she will bury him, he will die, or there'll be poverty. Ain't he really? What's so terrible for a Yisrael marrying a Bas Koyin? Ain't he? If you want to become rich, Yisrael should be medabek, should marry only a bas kohen. By marrying a bas kohen, that is a seek, that is a formula school, for school. That's a formula school for wealth.
Right.
So the Gemara says kol shekain she toiro kuhuna ma'asra. So certainly, if you go and you marry a talmud, if you'll be a talmud chacham, and you'll be a talmud chacham, and you'll also marry a bas kohen, you'll have both milas. If a person will spend his days learning Torah and become a Talmud Chacham and will marry a Bas Kohen, certainly he'll become wealthy. Now, by the way, what does it mean wealth? It doesn't mean money. Is there Osher? Hasameach bechalk, if you want a happy life. That's what it means wealth. It's a Ferish Mishnah. You can't say it means the American dollar. You can't say it. The Mishnah has more Kedima. Is there Osher? Hasameach bechalk.
Yeah, more money,
and people have more money. They have more daigas. Marben nechas and marben daigas. You need special siyata d'shmaya. You need special siyata d'shmaya to.
So what's a rich person? A rich person is not rich.
As
two types of rich.
As is there osher hasan meach. All different types of people you cannot generalize. Right? The kol shekain shatar v'chuhuna ma'asrosan will make the person wealthy. So we have a stira. It says in the parish that it's a gevald gezach to marry bas kohen. So you tell me, you go marry bas kohen, it's going to be a talmud chacham can't come to the wedding because it's not a siddur mitzvah. Like I told you, habat talmud chacham habi amaretz. If the bachar, the 19-year-old bachar, is a talmud chacham muflug, oh, then it's already a siddur mitzvah. How could a 19-year-old boy be a talmud chacham muflug? I guess he is talmud chacham. I guess Allah osit, right? Allah osit. You come talmud chacham. Chabat talmud chacham. Chabi amarts. Rabbi Shua. The words is some meislach. Rabbi Shua. Nosif kahanos. So different stories of different
dogs.
A bas kohen. Cholash. He got ill, and he took this as an omen, as a punishment that he did the wrong thing. It was not his place to marry a bas kohen. Amar, he said, "Lenichle la'aron de idbak bezarei kahavilei chasana." Aaron HaKohen is not happy in the Ilam HaEmes that I married one of his daughters. That I should be his son-in-law. Ki I know, like I, I'm not Roy. I'm not Roy for Aaron. Like, that's why I got sick. Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Nosif Kahanosa, he married, but on the other hand, he married a Bas Kohen and he had great success. He had the ultimate success. He had two children that were tremendous talmidei chachamim. Nafku minei trei b'nei Smichis, Rabbanim Smuchim, Rav Sheches Brei Dravidi, Rav Yeshua Brei Dravidi. Amra Papa, Eloi Nesivnik Hanosloi is Iasrei. It was a good Zach. I of Kahana, the famous Rav Papa, all of us, Pachim Rav Papa, Ron Bar Papa, Achor Bar Papa. We make a Siyam. Who paid for the Siyam? Rav Papa paid for the Siyam, and that's why he's the one who gets his name mentioned. Why was he? Here's the Siyam. Every time make a Siyam. Why was he able to pay for the Siyam? Because he was rich. Why was he rich? Because he married a Bas Kohen. Here's the secret to every Siyam. Because it's good. What?
It's not just the
Meir Pachalpin. Oh, okay, good point. Okay, Amar Pavel, Eloi Nasivna Kahanos, Eloi Iasha, we're going to become wealthy. Amar Pavel, Eloi Nasivna Kahanos, so if Kahana says, by me who's Pumfakert, only because I married a Koyen, Gilai, I was exiled. In other words, the government was on his case. The IRS, FBI, Homeland Security was on his case. He had no choice but to pack up his bags and leave the country. And he attributed this bad mazel because he married a Bas Kohen. So Amrule, they told him, what's so terrible? Volamakam Torah Golis, you went to Eretz Yisrael. So he went to the Holy Land. So what's so terrible? So Gloy Gilai Kidagali Inshay. People who go to Eretz Yisrael, when they want to go, they go on their own free will. But to go as a fugitive to Eretz Yisrael, there's not a mile. It's not a mile. Anyone that's net in Mitzvah Rishus to serve Goyle. No, it's not a good thing just to go into a restaurant to have a good meal. If you want to have a good meal, it has to be from a Sudas Mitzvah. How do you know Shneimar? Pasuk Yeshaya. Yeshaya there is giving a very stark mussar about people that do terrible averos, and it's one of the averos they do is the Oichlim Kodim Mitzvah, and they eat lambs from sheep. They just come, they go to the restaurant. They go to lamb and wolf, and they have a good meal. So it says, "Kodim Mitzvah." They eat sheep. They eat animals, golem and calves, mitoch marbek. From marbek means from the pen. Marbek means the place where all of the animals are gathered together. And the next pasuk says, Uchsiv, and it says, L'chein ata yiglu b'rish golem. Then Yishai goes on to say, in punishment. And there really is a long list of things. What the people do. A part of the list is this, they just eat. They eat a lot. They like to eat a lot. And the eating is not l'shem mitzvah, it's d'var shus. They will go to the exile among the first. They'll be the first ones to be exiled from the land. Vaita. Tanabanan called Tamachacham Marbe Sudasi Bukhamakim. So if Machav is based, Tamachacham, that's Marbe Sudasi, eats too much. He's out of control. The end's going to be Soif Machav is basically going to destroy his home. He's sending a bad message for his children. Uma Almanas Ishla, he's gonna die. His wife will be an Almana. Uma Yasem as Goizlov, and his children, Goizlov means his offspring, will become Yisoimim. Vitalmud Mishtakach Menu, and he'll forget his learning. Umachlukois Rabos Bosulov, there'll be a lot of arguments, there'll be a contentious person, people are going to hate him, there'll be a lot of people on his case. Udvarov Einam Nishma, who's gonna listen to him? Chal Shem Shemayim, who profane heaven, v'shem Rabbanim of his Rebbe, v'shem Ovid, v'gorm v'shem Rala, cause of a bad name, will abandon to his children, and they say, at Saif Kol Hadaros. Woo! This is scary stuff. Now the Gemara says, Maihi, what are they going to say about him? Maihi simply means, what is the Shem Ra that they're going to say about him? Let me make sure I'm saying this right. Maihi, what's the Shem Ra? What is the bad thing they're going to say about him for the Sof Kol HaDoros? So scary stuff here. Amar Abaye, Karulei Bar Machim Tanure. They'll call him the Fresser. The Fresser. He heats up pots. He's always busy. That guy. Oh, I remember the Zayden. He was always in the kitchen. He was always cooking. That's a terrible thing to say about a person. That's like the ultimate insult. The Chavetz Chaim always uses that about Lashon Hara. Where can I find the fire? Oh, you want a fire? You want a light? Go to that guy. They're always cooking there. They're always eating. They're always having a good time. Or maybe me, the Baal Chesed. Something which can be interpreted two different ways. It comes from this Gemara. Bar Machim Tanur, they're always lighting above him. Rav Amar Bar Markid Bei Kuve. He's dancing in the bar. In the bar, in order to get a drink, the bartender, if you want to get a bonus drink for free, you got to put on a good show. You got to dance. Entertain the people in the establishment. And then they'll give you a free drink, a scotch. So that's a very bad thing to say about a person. He was the entertainer in the bar. Marakin means to dance, be kuve, in the place where they had drinks. Now he licks, they'll say about him that he licks the pots. He's a fresser. He licks the pots. Rav Shmaya Amar Bar Moch Rova. Moch means he folds his clothing, and in Rova he goes to sleep. He was always drunk. He slept on the street. He slept on the floor in the store. He didn't even go. He didn't even have a bed. He didn't even go home to his bed to lie down because he was drunk all the time. And he would lie down on the floor in the store, in the bar, in the place where they had all the food to rest. So these are not nice things, and you don't want anyone to say things about you. And all this comes when a person indulges too much in yonei gashmi. Person has to be a parush. You have to learn how to control yourself. Talabanan. You should sell everything you have to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. That's what you should do. Shemes, why? Because the yichus, it's in the genes. A Bas Talmud Chacham, your children will have the yichus of the grandparents. I always say that. You hear that most children take after the grandparents. Really, not the parents. It's a mitzias. Everything skips a generation. If you really want to get an idea what your children are going to be like, you look at the parents of the perspective zivuk. And so, if a person marries a Bas Talmud Chacham, the children will be like the father, her father. A man wants to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, it's very likely that his children will be like his wife's father. If his father-in-law is a Talmud Chacham, his children will be Talmidei Chacham. And then if he is not around, he need not worry, because they will naturally know what to do to become Talmidei Chacham. If he marries a Bas Amu Aretz, then it's a risk. If he's around to take care of them, to train them, to guide them, then they'll turn out okay. But if he's not going to take care of them, and they're going to fall to the default, their natural tendencies, they may end up like their grandfather who is an Am Haaretz. So therefore, a person should have insurance and make sure he marries a Bas. If he dies, he goes in exile, Muftach lo, he's guaranteed, Shabon of Talmidei Chachamim. V'al Yisa Bas Amaretz, Shemes Ogoyle, Bon of Amei Haaretzim. Tanna Bona, Lilum Yimkodim Komashiesh, V'yisa Bas Amachachim, V'yisa V'yasi. And you should marry off your daughter, Peter Latam Chachim. Linve Hagefen, Vidve Hagefen. Write that expression. Dover Nohe Umiskabel. What is that? I never knew what I meant. Inve Hagefen, the Inve Hagefen. Now, the Beya Yodas explains this means that there are different types of grapes. Grapes of the vine. Some grapes are red, some are white. And when you crush grapes that are red and white together, it's very good. They enhance each other. The white wine with the red wine enhances, each one has mylos, it enhances each other. Or one is very sweet, different types of sweetnesses, they enhance each other. But if you have a Talmud Chacham who marries the Bas Talmud Chacham, so the Talmud Chacham is in grapes in the Hagefen, and the Bas Talmud Chacham are in the Hagefen, you have two different grapes, two different types of in the Hagefen. One might be white, one is red, one is this sweet, one is that. One comes from France, one comes from Chleis, from Germany, and they're both very good. You mix them together, delicious wine. In the Hagefen. But if you have a Talmud Chacham who marries a Bas Am Haaretz, that's in the Hagefen, in the Hasneh, with the grapes of a bush, and the grapes of a bush are bitter.
A thorn bush.
And the chaimetz, the bitterness of the inveh hasneh will contaminate even the inveh hagefen. It's one thing if you have inveh hagefen with water, not so bad. Okay, so it's diluted, right? You'll be the inveh hagefen, and the girl will be, it'll be water, pyrif. Okay. It's not as good as Inve Hagefen, the Inve Hagefen. Inve Hagefen with the Mayim. But if you take Inve Hagefen and you mix it with Inve Hasneh, the Inve Hasneh is going to ruin the Inve Hagefen. It makes it even worse. Right. So therefore, it's Sakana to marry a Talmud Chacham to marry a Bas Am Haaretz. It is ugly. It's very disturbing to hear how it's going to ruin the Inve Hasneh is going to poison Inve Hagefen. Le'olam. Okay, le'olam is a very powerful word. Le'olam means no matter what, with no exceptions. What's the next best thing? You marry the daughter of someone that's sitting in Koil, learning, not a Rashiva, not an Askan, he's not in the newspapers, no one ever heard of him, but he's a real Talmud Chacham, he's the Iker, he's the number one person on the list. The Bas Talmud Chacham. Let's say you can't find someone who's sitting in Koil for 30 years, who an unheard of person is a Bas Talmud Chacham. The only thing you can find is the Gadol Hadar, right? The Gadol Hadar, the one that's in the Gedolim pictures, they're selling there. So he's second best. He's not the best. Okay, you go to the Ated and you see the people there, so they're the second fiddle. It's not the Ikka. First fiddle is to find the anonymous person sitting, like they hear this. What does the Shver do? He's sitting in Kol for 30 years. Never heard of him before, but he's a real Talmud Chacham. That's Taka the Ikar. That's what it says. The Gedolei Hador is second best. Loi Motza, what is Gedolei Hador? Rash, Anshe Maise Vitzadikim. Righteous people in Anshe Maise, but they're not Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, they're not Talmidei Chacham. Now, okay, fine. Don't get me started. You understand. There's a lot going on here. You have to be very careful what you say. Marry the heads of the Rosh HaKnesses, leaders of the community, the people, the Askanim who lead the heads of the shul, the presidents, I guess the presidents of the shul, the Oisek and Tzachet Tzibur. Why? So Rashi says, because the halacha is she'ein memarin ella im kain toivim v'ne'emonim. We only appoint the gabay tztaka unless they're toivim v'ne'emonim. He married people who teach children Torah. Never ever, under any condition, marry Bas Amaretz, when they change shekets. Because they're shekets, which means an abomination. They're creepy crawlers. And their wives are disgusting, and their wives are shrotsim, are rodents. To marry the daughter, the mother-in-law will be a sheretz, the father-in-law will be a sheketz, and the daughter is a behema. This is spooky stuff. And Rats, why is she called a behema? Why? Because she has no hergish. Rashi, look at Rashi. They don't have a heart to understand. It's Peldik Gemara. Vaita. Tanya, Rabbi Yoimer, Amar, it's also Lechel Basar. Halachan, Amar, it's not only Basar. Why not? Basar brings taiva. An animal is kulagashmi. When you eat Basar, it puts into you a koyach of taiva. A Talmud Chacham knows how to control taiva. Yes, Koyach HaTorah is able to control and channel the taiva for good things. But Amar Oretz doesn't know how to keep the taiva in check and even keep the sakon. Amar Oretz Os Lecha Basa Shnemar Zois Toras HaBehem of Oif. It says we're Toras in connection to Behem of Oif. Make a drasha called Oisek B'Torah Mutu lechol basar behema. But if kosh ain't oisik b'tar, also lechol basar b'sar behema v'yof. You don't always can tell you, not only the meat of behema v'yof. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Oretz, mutu l'noicharai b'yei makipurim shechal yos b'shabes. You're allowed to kill him. If you come across that, now, obviously doesn't have to be taken literally what this means exactly, but it's a good thing. I don't know exactly what it means. Halpi halacha, why is not called a malacha? But you're allowed to noicharoi means to cut him, to slit his throat. Even on Yom Kippur shechal yos b'shabes, you're allowed to kill him because he is a sakana. I guess this means that his very existence is a sakana for Klal Yisrael.
He's a violent person, as we say.
The violent person is a violent person. His existence is a sakana.
So it means literally to kill him?
Well, I wouldn't suggest you try it today. Okay, Amar it's Muslim Lakoi Lochal Achaz to kill him, you don't see him in Farshim Yud. Doesn't say anything of you. You gotta kill him, I guess because it's a sakana. Amar Loi Talmidav Rebbe, why do you have to say Nechir? Nechir means to slit it vertically. Why do you use a more refined expression? Shoichatoi. To cut his neck horizontally, like the way we kill animals with a good kosher knife, a chalas. Rebbe, emar l'shechato, say a more refined expression. Amaloi, no. Zeton brocha. If you do a ma'aseh shechita, you make a brocha. Asher kiddushon b'mitzvos v'tzvanu al hashechita. So you use the shame Hashem. An Amar Oretz doesn't even deserve the shame Hashem. That's why I said Nechir. Nechir means you kill it without a kosher shechita. V'zeh ein aton bracha, because there's no gain from the Amar Oretz. Okay, this is very, very obvious.
Similar to a Ben
Sarumar. Similar to a Ben, okay? It's very obviously this Gemara cannot be taken literally. You have to know what the Gemara really means. I don't think today you can say that anyone they're an Amar Oretz. Can you say the same way today? You know, the different levels. We don't say that anyone can call themselves a Talmud Chacham for certain halachas. Today, I don't think you can call anyone Amaretz a real Amaretz. The Gemara means Vait. Amar Rabbi Lazar Amaretz also lehaslavos imay b'derech. You're not allowed to go with the walk a shvatzir. You're not allowed to go for a walk with Amaretz late at night. Why? He might kill you. Shneamar ki hi chayecha Torah is your life. And it's the length of your days. If the Amar Oretz doesn't care about his own life, he certainly doesn't care about your life. Why doesn't he care about his own life? He doesn't study Torah. If he really cared about his own life, he would study Torah. You can kill him like a fish. How do you kill a fish? You kill a fish on the back. You turn him upside down on the back, and you cut him, you slice him. So what is the coming to you that we didn't learn before? I'm not exactly sure. You can kill him like a fish. Shemisa menuvelis. It's a disgusting type of death, okay? That's how we explain it. It's a misa menuvelis. The way you kill a fish, it's a misa menuvelis. All right, so we move that. And how do you kill a fish? You cut it down the back. Down the back, it's a makah she'ein la refuah. There's no way to heal. If you want to go take the fish to a surgery, a veterinarian, it's too late. Once you slip in the back of the fish, there's no hope. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Akiva, this is a very famous gemara. Kishayisi am aretz, amarti mi yitin li talmid chacham v'anashchenu kachamar. If only you can give me a donkey, if only you give me a Talmud Chacham, I would bite him. Before I became a Talmud Chacham, the Halakha Rabbi Akiva, who is the father of Torah Shebal Peh, right, Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu was Shun Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe was Mekan Rabbi Akiva, give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva, he knows how to dash the Tagim to Oisiyas. The Halakha Rabbi Akiva, before he became Rabbi Akiva, who is Nama Aretz, he said, if I would find a Talmud Chacham, I would have a taiva to bite him like a donkey. So Amulah, tell me the Rebbe didn't make a caleb. Why a donkey? Why not a dog? Amulahem zen neishach v'shoyder etzem. A donkey has a stronger bite. It breaks the bones. A dog v'zen neishach v'ein oishav etzem. A dog bites, does not break the bones.
Tanya.
If you marry off your daughter to Amoretz, you've done your daughter a disservice. Kilo kaifer, you've tied her up. Ubanichal if ne'alib for a lion. Myri Doris Yechal, it goes and rips apart its prey, they ain't the Eucha, they ain't like Boyishas upon him. Af Amoretz make boil, he'll beat up his wife, and then he'll be born her before he's Mephias her. That's not Derech Eretz. Make boil the ain't like Boyishas upon him, he has no Boyishas. It's a terrible thing, you're putting to a daughter in a very bad situation. Tanya. The only reason why the Amoratim tolerate us, why don't they kill us? They're very powerful, they have a lot of influence and money. Why don't they just kill all the family? Why don't they wipe them out? It's because they need us. They need our money. They need our services. And therefore, that's why they don't kill us. If not for the fact that they need us to help them and to buy things from them in business, so they would have killed us long ago. If you learn Torah in front of an Amoretz, kilu boil arusasai b'fanav, the jealousy is so great because the pnimius of Amoretz is shayach to Torah, and he really knows that's what he should be doing. So when he sees someone else doing it and he doesn't have that hanav of learning Torah, he gets very, very jealous. And it's kilu you boil it, kilu is as if a person was boil his arusasai, his kala. It is an inheritance. I'll take we moirasha with a ishin, but change it to a samach. And ella mioirasa. Mioirasa means a narusa. The Torah is not a narusa. Therefore, you go and you learn someone else's Torah. If you learn, and the way I once told this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them a shaf of Torah. And if a person doesn't take it, it goes to someone else. So when the Talmud Chacham is being matzliach in Torah, part of his atzlacha comes from the fact that the Amoritz was miyayish. He gave up his chelek. So he's very jealous. That chelek that the Talmud Chacham is learning really is his chelek. It's like his arusa. And someone is being boil arusa, so I'd be fun of. Next, Gedoyla Sina. This is a very scary Gemara. Gedoyla sina shesainin ame haretz the Talmud Chacham, the hatred that ame haretz nefer Talmud Chacham is greater. Yosef misina shesainim oyv dikachav mes Yisrael, and here is what's so frightening: unisho sehem Yosef mehem, the wives of ame haretzim, their hate is even greater than the ame haretz itself. The wife is no greater hatred in this world than the wife that an Amoritz has for a Talmud Chacham. It's one thing for the Amoritz to say the Talmidei Chachamim, but when you deal with their wives, that's the pits. That is the pits. Okay. Talmud the Braisa, Shana, a person who once was a Talmud Chacham. And then what happened in Perash? He went off the Derech. He gave it up. Yoyser Mikulon. His hatred is even greater than the wife of an Amoritz. Because he knows what it's all about. He knows the real Tainuk. And now that he doesn't have it, the jealousy is noivim. You have to be a maven to be a jealous. If you drive nice cars, you know what a nice car is. And when you see someone driving a $100,000 car, you realize the time, because you're a maven, you're jealous. But if you don't have a driver's license and you see someone driving down with a Ferrari, it doesn't make a difference. You don't know the difference between a jalopy and a Mercedes. So what's the difference? A person that was once a Talmud Chacham, he has a time of what Torah is all about. And now when he went off the Derech and he sees someone else learning, the jealousy is so great that he's just great, even the greater than the wife of Amoritz. Weiter, Tana Banan, Shisha Devarim, Nemru, B'Yami Oretz. Number one is, Ein Moisim Lochem, Eidus. Number one is, never invite an Amoritz, be my witness. Don't call up an Amoritz to be a witness under the Chuppah. So it means don't be mechabit ame haratzin as edim. When bezman has in our generation do you have shemais where you call people to be my witness? We don't really have it today. It's everything living in a different world today. And by a wedding you call up tak ame and you call up witnesses mechubit aid. So you should only call up, that's the most chashur kibbutz, by the way. We call talmid people that are mamish talmidei chacham. Unfortunately, today it's not all, by Bnei Torah. It is perceived as being kemat the most chashur kibbutz. But by Balabat, and there they call up their friends, they call up stam people in Ashuk. That's not right. Talmidei chacham, you have to have for your edim. The A in the Kabbalah be made away to now the Kabbalah from the Amoritz Eidus. Don't, he may not kill a lie, he doesn't kill the lie. The A in the Kabbalah from the Amoritz Eidus, don't reveal a secret. The A in the Manim Moisim Apitropis al Hayyis Soimim, he'll steal the property. The A in the Manim Moisim Apitropis al Kubashal Tstok, they'll still embezzle the money. The A in Mislav in Imoimadech, don't walk them on the road, they'll kill you. The Yeshim Sam Sin number 7, Af Ein Machriz Nalavidoso, if you find his wallet, don't give it back to him. Don't be machris. What?
Don't go out of your way to find them.
I don't even know, that could be you don't have to even return it altogether. Just don't return his money. Why? The Tanakhama doesn't say this. Why not? Because if you give him back the money, he'll use the money to do an avera. Tanakhama disagrees. Give him back the money because he'll have children. You never know. He might have good children, and the good children will be there for the money. The Tanakhama zinin the nothing mnei zara ma'alyon ve'achalein they'll have anosh. Nemar yachin the Russia prepares the tzadik gilbo the tzadik will be the rabbi. V'chein mishiyatzah we learn the Mishnah. We learn the Mishnah that if you leave tzayfim you have to go back. And what's the shir going back? So the machlekes Tanakhama two opinions a beitza. Or kizayis. Lememra, Rabbi Meir Savar kibeitz. So who the chashiv? So since Rabbi Meir says to go by beitz, that's chashiv. Rabbi Yehuda Savar kizayis nami chashiv. Machloikis says what's chashiv? Rabbi Meir says the shear is a beitza, and Rabbi Yehuda says the shear is a kizayis. Avra minhei avastir al shoy. They say pumtakert ad kamahei mizamnin. When you want to do zimun for birchas hamazoin, how much must each person eat in order to be mitzvotev to a zimun? So it's fakert. Ad kizayis. Rabbi Meir says the shir is a kizayis, and when our Mishnah by Pesach and by Tumah it says the shir is a beitza, and Rabbi Yehuda Meir ad kibeitza. We have a stira here. Meir says the shir is a beitza, and by zimun he says the shir is a kizayis, and he says fakert. This is a mistake. Mechleves Hashita, switch it around. Switch around the sugya of Birchas Hamazon. Shvei consistent. Rav Meir always says the shir is going to be a beitza, both here and there, and Rav Yehuda says the shir is going to be a kazayis. Abay Amar Lielam Loi Tepech. Don't switch it around. Hasam, it's all depends on drashas. Hasam, the Ibn Korpel, it's Machlokes Tolian Pasuk. Rabbi Meir Savar, V'yachalta, it says, V'yachalta, Zo Achila. V'savata, what's the name of V'savata? Means Zo Shasiya. So you'll have one Pasuk for Achila. V'yachila b'kazayis. The male, Yav'yachazayis, you can be whatever Zimun. Rabbi Yudha Savar, V'yachalta, V'savata, V'savata is also Achila. Achila sheyesh bo sevia, satisfaction, like Yom Kippur to some degree. Achila sheyesh bo sevia, ve'ezo kebeit, this is going to be bechebeitza. So that, but hacha b'svarplig, the mayor saw, the mayor says, chazrosa kitumasai, that why are you going back? You're going back to burn it. Where do we find burning in the Torah? By kachim. Kachim is kebeitza. Ma tumasai bechebeitza. Av chazrosa bechebeitza. Just like tumma is a beitza, we're going back, it's going to be kebeitza. The savar, savar, chazurasai ki suroi. The isachilo is a kezayis, so going back is also going to be a kezayis. My so kezayis, av chazuras be kezayis. Time of the brayis, so raminos naimer, zev said, b'shtei beitzim. A new shita is not clear. I couldn't find in the car what it means. I'm sure there's a reason. Both going back for the matzah, to burn the chametz, and going back to burn kachim, so it's kishnei zeitzim, kishnei beitzim, the loy, hoy de loy chachamim, right, the day of Mohammed's Gog Magog, lo yeh, or you karos v'kipa on, will no longer be these two things. What does that mean? That the day of Mohammed's Gog Magog will no longer be Yikarois Vikina. The word Yikarois means precious. Kipoin means float. Something that's lightweight floats. Piece of wood floats. It's light. So when he says something is light, Yokar means heavy, and Kipoin means light. So the moment is my word Yikarois Vikipoin, Amar Blazar, Zeor, light. Light, sunlight today is very precious. But when Mashiach comes, it's not going to be precious. Because the or of Mashiach, the or of Olam Haba is going to be so great that the light of Olam Hazeh will be nothing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Elu Nigoyim Va'olos Sheyikarin. The sugyas of Nigoyim Va'olos are very yoka, they're very heavy. Not too many people are knowledgeable in these halachas. They're very difficult sugyas. But when Mashiach comes, there'll be such Torah Kimayim Chasim Kimayim Lama Ha'aretz. But the Kif of the Kafoyin Heilim will be no big deal. Everyone will be light. Everyone will know the sugyas of Olam V'Nigoyim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Elu Bnei Adam Sheyikarim Bel Mazeh, refers to rich people. Today, the rich and famous are Yaka. Ah, Gevir comes to Shul. Ah, Gevir. In the next world, it's not going to make a difference how much money you have in your pocket. Only thing which counts is Torah Ma'asim Toivim, the Kafuin Heim Lelam Haba. Kiyad Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Cholash Isnagid, Ma'ashahoye, he was sick and he came back to life. A near-death experience. He heard Amalei Avua my chazis. What did you see? You come out, went to the next world. Amalei Oyelam Hafach Reisi El Yoinim Lamat Lechten Lamayel Amalei Bini Oyelam Boru Reisa. You saw the world the way it really is. Vanan Hechi Haba Haras Tadim Chom Hasam Ki Hechi Deisi Anan Hacha Hachi Isa Sin Hacha. That Talmidei Chom on the same way. Talmidei Chashiv in the same way. Talmidei Chashiv in this world. The Chashiv in the next world. Veshemati Shayoyimim Asher Mishabolakan Vetamud Biyoda. Veshemati Shayoyimim Harig Malchus Ein. Adam Yochel Lam Mechitzasan Ma'anin Huwa La Hogi Malchus Ilei Ma Yorbiki Vechaver Vashar Hogi Malchus Kenapi Mishar Hogi Malchus Sulo Yav Torah Ela Harugei Lud. They gave up their lives in order people should not die. Because don't ever say we didn't do a daf. Don't ever say we didn't do a daf. See, we did a whole daf.